Blog Talk Radio.
You presume I'm weak, you presume I'm frail, but your perceptions won't prevail. I'm made more than what you see. Hi, this is Kimberly Locke, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is May 18th, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne, and it is a pleasure being back with you all. Let's go through some things here. The number here is 347-945-5423. Don't be shy. Call in and participate with the guests. They love it. They love taking calls from their fans. Also, any guests that are in the chat room, please go register at blogtalkradio.com. It only takes a minute, and it's free. And after the show, please make sure you leave some comments. We don't have the rating system anymore. Add Stardish to your favorites. You can also download the episodes later on through iTunes. Follow me on Twitter under Stardish Radio, MySpace, and Facebook as well. We're just popping up all over the place. Some new changes are coming. Recently had a design change of the logo, thanks to Tony Ann. So I want to say thank you so much to you for redesigning the Stardish logo. So, yeah, some big things popping out there for us. So I'm going to get right with the program here. My guest tonight, she is a former Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleader turned actress, and it's pretty new. She's pretty new to the acting game professionally, I believe, but we're going to let her tell us all about that. Please welcome Miss Brooke Newton to Stardish Radio. Hi, Brooke. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks so much for hanging out with me tonight.
Good. Thanks for having me on here.
Anytime. So tell me a little bit about Brooke. I mean, the funny thing to me is, not funny, but I was looking at your bio. You were born in 1987. That's when I graduated high school. So you made me feel really good today. I was like, okay. So you're a young girl. Tell me how you, all right, let's start from the beginning. Were you always aspiring to be an actress?
Yeah, actually, from when I was younger, the first thing I wanted to do was be an astronaut. And then I started watching movies, and I said, you know, hey, I can play an astronaut on film. I can play a doctor. And just watching movies like Star Wars and stuff really captivated me. And that's why I really realized that's what I wanted to do was capture everybody. Yeah. So.
And then you got a phone call. Fast forward through high school now, you got a phone call. You were getting ready to go to Los Angeles to pursue your acting career, and you got a phone call from your aunt. She's the one who turned you on to the auditions for the Tampa Bay Bucs?
Yes. I was about to go out to L.A. after high school. My aunt called my mom, and she said, you know, I really think Brooke should try out for one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleaders because I always danced throughout high school. Mm-hmm. And my mom actually talked me into it, and I went down and I tried out, and I kept making the cuts, and I said, hey, this is something I can really do. So I decided to cheer for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, did it another year, 2 years, and I said, you know what, it's time for me to come out to L.A., try to do something different.
How rigorous were the routines for Tampa Bay for the auditioning process? Was it really difficult?
Yeah, some of the dances are pretty difficult. To dance for cheerleading, like an NFL team, you have to know about at least 5 different styles of dance. Kick routine, hip-hop, palm, jazz. Luckily, I was dancing 3 to 4 times a day before trying out. So my memory and, you know, my abilities were all up to it. So it was pretty simple for me, but other people was having a hard time trying out because it was quick. You had to learn the dances quick, and then you had to perform it.
Right. Now, did you cheer in high school?
I cheered 1 year in high school, and I decided we didn't have a dance team yet, and our dance team was starting the next year, and I heard about it. So all the thing I liked about cheering was the dancing part, so I went and tried out for the dance team, and I was the captain of the dance team for like 3 years at our high school.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Now, were you into football at all, or was this just like a fluke that they were auditioning when you were getting ready to go? I mean, did you get into sports?
You know, I was into sports. I always liked to play sports, but actually to watch them, I didn't have the time to actually sit down and watch them unless you're actually at a game, then it's a different story. So I wasn't too familiar with football or any teams, and when I tried out for the team and I made the squad, I had to learn everything about the history of the NFL and about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the old mascots back in the day. And so it was a lot for me to learn, but it was fun. And now I'm a big football fan. I have to say that now.
That's cool. That's Mark Consuelos' alma mater. That's his favorite team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Nice.
Kelly Ripa's husband. Yeah. So that's nice. All right. Well, see, that's nice to know, because you know what? I think cheerleaders in some aspects get a bad rep when it comes to it. They think, okay, they're pretty, they can dance, and now they're a cheerleader. But they make you learn the history of the team and all that stuff. It's not just all fun and games.
No, it's not. Actually, we have a test when you make the squad. They test you. You have this test about every question about the football. I mean, even who our old players were, old quarterbacks, the mascots. So you really, they give you a thick book about the history of the team and when they went to playoffs and everything down to the trophy, to the old colors of the team. So you have to know all that, because you are the face of the NFL. They don't really, football players really don't get out and do volunteer work or get in front of the media. So the cheerleaders are pretty much the face of the NFL. And they ask you some questions, and they want you to be prepared for it. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great thing, you know, because it kind of drops that stereotypical, you know, blonde cheerleader, whatever. You know, there's such a stereotype attached to cheerleaders, and I love the fact that you guys can prove them wrong, because I always hated that.
Actually, and too, a lot of people don't know this, cheering for an NFL is a volunteer job, so we don't get paid. Now they get paid. It's not very much. But
really?
Yeah, yeah. So when I cheered, just this year, I think they just started paying the girls. But it's very little for each practice and for each game.
Huh.
Yeah, but the whole image of an NFL cheerleader, we had 28 girls my first year cheering. And they're all professional women. You either have to have a full-time job and a professional career, like we had a lawyer and we had a dentist on our team, an acupuncturist, or you have to be a full-time student.
Oh.
So you have to be the whole image, looks, dance abilities, personality, and a career. And a lot of people don't know that.
No, I didn't know that. Oh, that's amazing. Wow. No, I did not know that. That's awesome. I'm going to tweet about that. So are you on Twitter yet?
I am on Twitter. I'm trying to figure it out. I can't sign back in for some reason. I don't know if it was something I was having with technology. But I am on Twitter, and I'm just trying to figure out how it works.
A little complicated. Yeah, well, you know what? I was on it for months before I realized what it did. So, I mean, I'm still not all that. All right, with it. I'll do Facebook, and I got MySpace, but the Twitter thing I'm getting used to. But the thing is they want you to sign up and have it. They want you to follow people, and what it does, it'll send you text messages to your telephone, to your cell phone. If you don't have, you know, depending on your text messaging plan with your provider, that can add up. So I don't really do it. I mean, I when I'm home, I'll go on this thing called TweetDeck, and I'll look at, you know, different posts or whatever, but I don't send it to my phone. I'm not that interested to be following people around for the day.
That's
to know, you know, who's going to get ice cream and, huh?
So is it everybody that you follow, they send a text to you about what they're doing throughout the
day? Yeah.
Wow.
And then if you choose to, it is crazy. I mean, if you're following so many people, you know, I mean, you there's ways to filter it, you know, to, you know, specific people that you want sent to your phone so it doesn't go crazy. But they have this feature now where you can, like, hook it up to Facebook. So you won't be getting just one. You'll be getting two from Facebook. So it just becomes really ridiculous. So I don't find it necessary to know who's going out for ice cream at 1 o'clock in the morning because they can't sleep. So I don't really send anything to my phone. If I'm home, I'll look at it, but other than that, I don't do it. And I use it for the show primarily, to promote who's coming on the show.
Yeah.
Not really for anything else. But, yeah, I mean, I guess it's all right for some people. But, yeah, I'm going to put your MySpace and your Facebook up on my page so people can find you through those. And you're working on a website now.
Yes, I am. I'm working on a website. It's just under construction right now, so it'll be up soon.
And oh, that's cool.
Picked up, I'll let you know.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, I have you on my Facebook page, and I'm going to put the link up so everybody can see that. Tell me how far did you go in martial arts? You do capoeira and all that other stuff too?
Yes, I do capoeira right now. I'm training with a stunt coordinator and stunt double named Dino DeSantos. He's been stunt doubling for Antonio Banderas for 10 years now. So he was the one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's a master at capoeira, so I'm studying that right now. And I'm studying Krav Maga, which is the Israeli martial arts, the military martial arts. And I'm studying that right now. And before I did Brazilian jiu-jitsu a little bit now. Before I used to do judo, I used to do taekwondo for 5 years when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
My whole entire life I've been doing martial arts and dance.
That's great, so, because you can take that into acting.
Oh, of course, of course.
I mean, you know, I can see, I mean, just by your photos and all the news, the new Marvel comics that are coming out into movies, I could see you doing a Superwoman, a Supergirl.
I would love to.
You know, I mean, wasn't that how she was? Blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, I could see that.
Yeah.
And especially if you can do all that. My son used to do capoeira when he was smaller. When he was like around 7 or 8. I mean, he's 16 now, but yeah, he loved it. He loved it, loved it.
It's great. It's really fun because capoeira is almost kind of like a dance. It's almost like you're dancing. But I even like the history of capoeira, how it was originated from Africa, and then it came through the slave to Brazil. And you know the whole history behind capoeira.
Right. I mean, they did a great show, like, at the end of the camp that he went to that he was learning at was closing down. And this was in Florida. It was in Fort Lauderdale, when we used to live in Fort Lauderdale. And the camp was closing down, and they did this big stage production, and he did so well, and it was really nice.
Nice.
It's a beautiful, beautiful art to learn, definitely.
Oh, yes. I am writing a script about capoeira right now.
Are you?
Yes, it takes place in Brazil. It's an adventure, a time period piece, and it has a lot of capoeira in the history of Brazil into
nice.
My script. So I'm writing that right now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
When did you always aspire to write also, or is that something that you just decided one day, let me see if I can do this?
You know what, you know, being an actress and studying and watching a lot of actors and working with a lot of actors, I kind of feel when I go see a movie, I kind of see what I feel like the movie is always lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of when you become an actress, you kind of curse yourself forever to go watch a movie and sit down and enjoy it. You're actually breaking the film apart. Okay, what is this actor doing here and there? So when I started watching films, I started seeing the flaws in the writing. So I said, you know, I'm going to write a couple of scripts because I think I can do a really good job. And I know what people would want to see, and what makes people thrive to go see a movie, or what they like or what they don't like. So that's what made me actually said, you know, I'm going to try to write a script. And I'm writing actually two scripts right now. One's a comedy, a dry kind of humored comedy, and the other one's the one I told you about, the capoeira in Brazil.
Right. Oh, that's great. That sounds really interesting, the capoeira one. I don't think I've ever seen a movie or even heard of a movie. I mean, I'm sure there are some out there, but I have never heard of one like that. So that would be interesting to see.
Yeah, definitely. certainly. I'll let you know more about that when that comes out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, definitely. All right, let's see. There was a few other things. So tell me about your role on Glee.
Okay.
Which is going to air tomorrow night after American Idol.
I'm excited. The previews look really, really good.
They do. They really do.
Well, Glee is a musical, and Ryan Murphy, which is the creator of Nip Tuck, which is an amazing director and writer,
mm-hmm.
It was great to work with him. But my character, I'm introduced on the second episode.
Oh, okay.
And my character, she's kind of very shallow, and she kind of reminds me a lot of Mona from My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of without the accent, though. But when I was acting, I was like, oh, my gosh, this reminds me of My Cousin Vinny. Even the boyfriend of my character, he is the evil choreographer that takes on the Glee Club.
Okay.
Which is quite funny. We have a really, we're the comedic relief in the series in that episode. And he's a little short guy, kind of comes up to my hip. So it kind of reminded me a lot of My Cousin Vinny, you know, physically and
so catchy. Minus the toupee, I hope.
Yeah. He's a lot younger. But it was quite interesting, and it was funny. We actually had another actor that was supposed to come and play that role. They actually flew him in from New York, and he got sick. So they had to replace him last minute. It was just perfect. I thought the chemistry on film and everything, and we got it done in two takes. So
oh, wonderful.
So I was laughing hysterically, yeah. But
oh,
she's
God.
The second episode.
What's her name?
Well, right now she's known as the Leggy Blonde, but it is
the Leggy Blonde. Oh, of course. Okay.
But they are hoping to bring them back, the couple back in further episodes. So.
Oh, that would be nice. You were just also in a CSI, which I have to say I missed, but I'm hoping to catch on a rerun. It was one of the most watched CSI episodes I'm reading.
Yes, I guess 14 million people viewed in to watch it.
What was it about?
Okay, the main actor, which was the guest star for the episode, Henry Thomas.
Love him.
Yes, he's amazing. He was Elliot from E.T.
Uh-huh, and Legends of the Fall.
Legend of the Falls and Games of
Samuel. Mm-hmm.
He's an amazing actor. I play his girlfriend, Sabrina Latte, and we end up, she's kind of like the good girl from school, the cheerleader of the team. He's the bad guy, kind of the outcast.
Right.
We end up falling in love. It's the forbidden love. And I get pregnant. So he has an idea that my father would disown me or throw me out or the baby if he finds out that I have the baby. So he decides that we're going to rob some houses, three houses,
okay. Mm-hmm.
And try to get enough money to get away to L.A.
Right.
To start our life together. So he talks her into it, and they end up going into the last house. Something goes wrong. She goes inside. The guy attacks me, and I end up killing him.
Oh, Jesus.
So he takes
okay.
the blame. He takes the fall because back then it was in, was it 76, the DNA
mm-hmm.
where they go in to test wasn't as advanced. So he was
right.
the only person caught on the crime scene, and he takes the fall for 18 years.
Oh, my gosh.
For it. So they try to re-exam. He asked for a retrial. And because they never found the murder weapon, and
mm-hmm.
They go in for a retrial, and actually he gets caught, and so do I. So it's
okay.
It's a great episode.
Well, I mean, I know I'll end up catching it, but I just I love those kind of shows, the Law and Orders, the CSIs, and they're always so nail biting. I love watching them. Now
and
you will.
It was fun. I love science, so it was actually fun for me to get involved in a project that has a forensic team and, you know, oh, they found the DNA. So it was kind of exciting to do that.
Well, that's cool. Now, if you couldn't be an actress, what would you be?
I would probably go to school. We had a medical academy in our high school, so I had
mm-hmm.
a full scholarship. I actually did 2 years up in Tallahassee, and
oh, okay.
my scholarship's on hold right now for 10 more years. Through the
oh,
medical
really?
Academy at our school. So I used to shadow and watch neurosurgeries every morning before school. So I think a doctor or a surgeon was probably what I want to do.
Oh, that's really awesome. That's great that they hold it for you like that. Oh, I hope, you know what, even though I can say that I do believe that you're going to move on to bigger and better things in the acting world, I hope that you do somehow end up finding the time to go back and do that. There's so many actors and actresses that I speak to, one who actually went as far as, you know, she got accepted to Harvard and she was in the middle of her Harvard law years and she was an intern at the White House and she gave it all up to go become an actress on All My Children. You know, I mean, it was just like really insane. It's like, go back and finish it. You know, I mean, finish it. I mean, all right, you're a hot actress now, but finish it. Just finish it. I guess that's the mother in me talking to all you. It's like,
that's
finish
my mom
it.
Too.
Finish it. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Now, you love sci-fi. Did you get to see the new Star Trek film?
Yes, I did. I saw it the opening night.
Okay. Now, did you see the original Star Trek?
Yes, I did.
And how did they compare?
You know what? The original Star Treks, I mean, they're great. They're fabulous. I used to watch them with my dad all the time when I was little. We used to sit down and eat peanut butter M&Ms and watch Star Trek. But you know what? This new one, it was a lot better than I thought it would be, and I thought
right.
It was pretty impressive. I know they're going to make some. They're going to make the second sequels to it. So it's pretty exciting.
Really?
Did you see it?
Not yet. No, me and my son are going to see it this weekend. We went and saw the.
Terminator comes out this week too, right?
Oh yeah, he won't go see Terminator though. I have a 16-year-old and an 8-year-old. The 16-year-old won't go see sci-fi films really. He doesn't. He's not that into it. But the 8-year-old loves them. But the Terminator, he won't do. He gets scared over silly stuff like that.
Oh.
My other one would probably go see the Terminator, but not the little one. We went to go see Wolverine, and that one he loved. So. That was a good one. Hugh Jackman, that was a good one. But this weekend, we're going to go see Star Trek. So that's going to be cool. I love Star Trek. I grew up on it. I watched it with my father also, and I loved all the movies. I never got into the television shows because, to me, the television shows were just like a ripoff. I felt the movies, you know, were just so much better. I couldn't sit and watch the new shows. Not the original ones, I should say. The newer versions of them. Those I never really got into.
Yeah. I watched them all.
Did you really? What's your favorite sci-fi film?
Oh, my favorite sci-fi film, I would have to say, is, of course, Star Wars.
Ah, yes.
I, you know, even the new ones are good. The old ones are really good, too. But I'm just Star Wars. I don't know. It's amazing. The costume. I think it's everything about the whole film. You
yeah.
Know, the drama, the costume, the makeup, you know, it's everything. It's like a whole new world that you kind of step into.
Well, now that you're getting your feet wet in the acting world, what actors and actresses would you like to work with in the future?
Oh, I am a big fan of Tim Burton, the director.
Oh, love him, yes.
Love him. I love his twist because he's an artist and I'm an artist as well. And for like Sweeney Todd, he actually he was in high school, and the whole tone and the whole costume and the main character, like Johnny Depp, he was in a little photo he drew when he was in high school or college. I would really like to work with Tim Burton and Johnny Depp. I love his acting. Meryl Streep. I think she's amazing. I would love to work with her. And Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, he's fabulous.
He's amazing.
Meryl Streep is like the it's almost like a generic answer now. Well, whenever I swear to you, any actress that's been on the show, who's your inspiration and who'd you like to work? Oh, Meryl Streep. It's just like it has to be Meryl Streep. You just can't get no better than that.
Yeah, she's amazing for women. She plays such powerful roles.
Right.
None of her roles are ever weak.
Yeah, and you know what? Not for nothing, there's not enough powerful women per se in Hollywood, you know? I mean, it seems like all the movies are just like surrounded by men. Men. So to see Meryl Streep, somebody like her, or Susan Sarandon, and I mean, even Jane Fonda, to see them, Sally Field, those are like the powerhouses of Hollywood. So I'm waiting for the up-and-coming generation, you know. I mean, my generation maybe has like Angelina Jolie, okay, but, you know, I want to see your generation now. So in your age range of actresses who are out there now, who can you say that you would think would become the next Meryl Streep besides yourself?
You know what, I keep watching some young actors. Let me think about that. There's that girl she just played.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, gosh, I think we lost her.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. I was like, oh, my God, we lost her? I was like, I see her there, but I don't hear her.
That's so funny.
Did you hear me, though? Did you hear the question?
Yes, I heard the question.
Okay.
I could hear you, so I don't know if it was.
I don't know, because I saw you. I was like, all right, is she still there? I hope.
You know what, that young girl, she's still, I mean, she's not as young as I am, but she did the Sunshine Cleaning. She works a lot with Meryl Streep. I think she's pretty impressive.
Oh, Kate Hudson?
No.
Was it Kate Hudson?
No. Sunshine Cleaning. I'm looking it up right now. Well, with next year's new film coming out with Meryl Streep as well. Let me see.
Well, she's
Amy
one,
Adams.
Definitely. Amy Adams. Yeah, she's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, yes. And Kate Hudson's a great one, too. She's going to be just like her mother. I mean, no doubt about that. I mean, Goldie Hawn is another one of those actresses. But you know what, Brooke? I can say that I can see definitely. You have the look. You have the intelligence. I mean, I can honestly, that's my prediction. You're going to be out there.
Thank you.
That's my prediction. Everyone, make sure you tune in to the season premiere of Glee tomorrow night, right after American Idol. Brooke will actually be on the second episode of Glee, which will air the following week, but tune in to the premiere episode. We want to try and keep some of these shows on the air, you know. I mean, let's get the ratings up and keep them moving. And Gary Unmarried, are you coming back for that one? Did they pick it up for a second season?
You know, I don't know if they picked it up for a second season yet. I think we'll find out next month.
Okay.
I'm not sure. So, I mean,
well, message me on Facebook if they do, because then I'll keep reposting. We love to repost and get the words out there. But for everyone else, make sure you tune in to Glee tomorrow night, right after American Idol. Brooke Newton will be on the following week. Make sure you tune in. Look for the repeat of her and Henry Thomas on CSI. Brooke can also be found on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace, and I will be posting those links on the website tonight. And her website will be up shortly. It's under construction. So in the meantime, you want to find out more information, you're going to follow her on one of those three social networking sites. So, Brooke, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on tonight. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And make sure you keep me up to date with what's going on in your career.
For sure I will. It was nice talking to you.
All right, Brooke, have a great night.
All right, thank you. You too.
Okay, honey, bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody, don't forget, Glee tomorrow night, right after American Idol. Until then, let's leave with some Eden Regal.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.